So I'm here with my mother, and she's got one heck of a story to tell me, apparently. A mystery that she needs help solving. Now, I'm going to have her tell me this story in Spanish, because it is the language she is most fluent and comfortable in. But afterward, or maybe even during, I'll do some simultaneous translating, okay? And people, please help me out, because apparently this one's a doozy, all right? Okay, mami, dime.
Bueno, mami, anoche yo dejé una carne.
Last night I left.
De res, unos pedazos de carne.
I left some chunks of...
que no es bistec, sino pedazos como gorditos.
Of beef. Some chunks of beef,
de mi
like
lavadora
to roast
en la cocina.
Atop the washing machine in the kitchen.
Sigue. Para hoy cuando me levantara.
For today, so they can defrost overnight.
Y she could... Para que
I could clean them today, season them, you know, and do what I wanted to do. At 4:30 in the morning, when my significant other was getting ready to go to work, we were saying goodbye, and he says to me, what was it that you took out of the freezer last night? Because all there is here is a little bit of beef. And the two of us, I'm speaking as her, the two of us have been pondering the entire morning what happened to the big chunks of beef that I left there to defrost. Says every time that I've taken out meat to defrost atop, you know, from the freezer, I would leave it atop the washing machine in a plastic bag, blah, blah, blah. And nothing like this has ever happened before. What the hell happened to that meat? Oh my God, that's really creepy. Okay, I know where I'm not going. Woof. Okay. Y no hay rastro, tú dijiste que no hay rastro como de pupú de ratón, ni de rata. I'm saying she hasn't found any droppings of like mice or rats or anything, and she says no, no droppings, no traces of like blood from the meat, you know? Whoa! No residual, you know, leavings or anything? Who or what? And it was only four of them. She, her significant other, and her significant other's two daughters. My sister was at her place. And obviously I'm here with Science of Chaos. And nobody got up in the night. There are no traces of this meat. And the only thing left behind was like some leaving, some little chunk of meat. And these chunks were big. She's showing me the size with her hands. Like I can't exactly describe it, but it's like, let's say, palm-sized chunks of meat, okay? What the hell happened, people? Mommy, I'm scared.
Mommy, no te voy a asustar porque
I'm scared. She says, let's not be scared. Nothing's going to happen, but something weird is happening in that apartment. The superintendent is going to show up there with an inspector after 2 this afternoon. So, ooh, I hope they don't find anything like, alrighty. Well, anyway, if anybody has any thoughts, please share them. Get us out of this intrigue. This is very creepy. I don't want my mother in any danger because today the beef, tomorrow her face. Oh, she's got a gorgeous face, you know. Oh my goodness. Anyway, yeah. Thanks for listening. This is... Okay.